This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, Dave.
Good day, brothers. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you going?
Mate, not too bad. Bit of a late night, but I'm all right.
Oh, really? Well, look, Dave, let's start focusing just on you. How did you get to be a reverend in the Anglican Church and at the same time be a professional fighter?
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it? I appreciate it's not a common combination, which is a shame, I think. I think we need a lot more, you know, fighting fathers out there, you know. I think it's a combination that works in terms of working with kids at risk. Uh-huh. And that's really how I got into it. I actually turned professional just for one fight because someone offered us, we were short on funds to pay our youth worker, and We needed $1,000, and someone offered me $1,000 to fight, and I thought, well, I couldn't work out how else to raise the money. And that's basically how I went pro.
Wow.
Yeah, we actually raised a lot more through that, and then we found that it became an excellent way just to keep our youth centre going. And the beauty of that, we're working with kids at risk, and they're in the fight club, and then they become the means to keeping the whole youth work going. So it becomes a sort of self-funding project, which is how we've been doing it for the last, well, it's almost 20 years now.
Why do you think it's a good thing to teach kids how to fight, how to box? And
I say we've got to teach kids how to fight to stop them being violent, you know, which is true. I mean, actually, so I've had a late night. I've been out at a juvenile lockup till about 1 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And I used to be doing this 5 nights a week at one stage, and again, the plan now for this particular young man is to get him into doing some boxing training with me. Though the irony is, he's in on an assault charge, you know, and then the concern of the mum is, you know, isn't that going to make him more violent? And I say, well, no. Look, in our case, really, 100% of the kids we've got, when they start training properly, the violence problems go away, and that's always the case.
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
No, I think there's a few reasons. I think, you know, most obviously they're getting it out of their system, but I think the truth is, to be an actual boxer as against a brawler, you actually need to learn self-control. So while all the aggressive instincts bring him into the ring, to actually succeed there, they've actually got to learn to control their anger and their emotions and actually, you know, compete using their brain rather than their gut.
100%, you say 100% success rate.
absolutely. And, you know, we've seen some guys go from some terrible situations. As I say, it was a time, you know, when I used to be down the lockup about 5 nights a week.
And,
wow. We now have no youth male violence problem in Dollar Shore at all. And we still have a problem with girls with violence to some extent, but with the boys now, there's just no youth male violence problem in this area, which is bizarre because when I was growing up, this was the worst area, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that's totally due to us. There's all other factors going into it, but we certainly had something to do with it. And, you know, the fact all the toughest bastards in this area are part of our fight club, or have been, and that's got to be relevant.
That is just amazing. Did you come up against much opposition? I mean, I imagine you would. I imagine you saying to some fellow churchgoers, hey guys, we're going to start a fight club, it's going to work. What was the opposition that you hit?
Not at all. In terms of the guys here, I mean, we were particularly when we started the fight club, we only had 3 people in the parish here under the age of 70. And they weren't the ones to object. On the contrary, there was a lot of wisdom amongst the old girls particularly. And a lot of whom been through the war, I think, and who'd seen what sort of self-discipline, you know, just of the military and that had done for young men then, and who felt that the similar sort of program of discipline was what was needed. And, we look weird the more distant you get from us, you know what I mean? But up close, people see what's happening, they see the results, and, the runs are on the board, no problem.
Wow.
To this fight with Mundine now, I think we're all keen to know. How did that turn out?
Mate, that was just an exhibition. It wasn't a Fed Income fight, but he was a real gentleman. You know, he hit me hard enough to make me know he was there. I did challenge him seriously when he first came out, you know, again, as a fundraiser, I thought, because, you know, when I heard how much people were getting paid to lose to him, I thought I can lose for less than that, you know? And put all the money in a good direction, you know. But we couldn't pull it off at that level, but we did do an exhibition that was good fun because all the kids in the area here, they're all related to him at one level or another, and he's a bit of a local hero, so it was a fantastic
event. That is excellent.
Yeah, we just at the local school we did it, you know what I mean? And fantastic turnout, fantastic night, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, speaking to you earlier in the week, you invited us down to the gym.
Yeah.
Aaron has decided that he'd like to go down and I'll be his coach.
Okay, sounds good.
Hang on. Wrong way around.
For a few...
wrong way around, buddy. I'm the coach. You're in the ring.
Look, people think of boxing as a violent sport, you know, and it's just... It's not. I know maybe the word violence isn't the helpful one, you know? But in terms of doing harm to people, I mean, just realistically, in terms of sports that do harm, you know, it's not one of the most the sports where people get injured the most at all.
If I come down, is there a chance that someone will punch me in the head?
I'd say close to 100%. I'll be the guy.
Okay. Well,
you're not likely to get hurt, though. You know, the point is you adapt to the level the guy's at. No one tries to beat anybody up.
Because my experience of getting punched in the head in the past, it has hurt.
No, I appreciate that. And we actually get a number of people here. You know, I often get women coming here because they want to learn to defend themselves. And then they find it, well, I couldn't hit anybody. And we think, well, you want to defend yourself, you're going to have to learn to hit people, love. You know what I mean? Like, there is an enormous barrier. And once you get over it, you're fine.
Wow. Well, look, we'll put that in the I'm still thinking about it box.
Yeah, yeah.
if people want to learn more about you and your gym or maybe even want to rock up sometime, where do they go for more info?
FatherDave.org.
Father Dave.
FatherDave.org is all the info is there.
Okay.
Please, you know, we'd love to have you down here and no one gets hurt. Everyone has a good time.
Okay.
It is. Fight clubs are like a magnet for guys with ego problems. You know what I mean? And that's a starting point. You know, they come in because they're angry. But, the experience of actually training changes them, you know. And, of course, there's a spiritual dimension to that, the way we work it. And the other key thing, of course, the secret ingredient in all that, it's not just they get out of their system or learn self-discipline. When they join the club, they also change their peer group. That's the key ingredient. You know, it's all a question of who the boys are hanging with, if they're getting into trouble.
All right. Well, sounds good. FatherDave.org is the place to go. Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Brothers, great to be with you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.